It is officially September when this podcast comes out, so I can talk about my favorite holiday, Halloween. I know. Some of you have seen Halloween decor in the stores, and with fall right around the corner, I know you're itching to decorate, just like me. Okay, maybe some of you aren't, but that's okay. My favorite part of Halloween is actually having a Halloween party, and that is our family get together with the neighbors and friends. But how do you get started? How big do you want this event to be? So I want to share my Halloween party secrets on how to throw a fun bash, along with some other traditions that we do just to have a little fun for Halloween.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and thank you so much for listening. Like I said, it is officially September. You may hear this a little bit later, which is fine, but I want to talk about Halloween, which is my favorite holiday, even though I am so not into scary movies. I just can't watch those. I just love decorating and having fun with Halloween. And I guess that's part of what inspired me to become a decorator and a home stager, because I did that with my family. And it's definitely a family event for Halloween. My kids got started early, initiated early, if you will. but we made it not so spooky for them. So, I mean, I don't have gory things out. We have, skeletons out. And so we made, had a little fun with it, especially when they were little. And actually gave like names to our ghosts and ghouls and things like that, just to make a little more fun and not as scary. So we had Sammy the Skeleton and Fred the Monster. So it was a little less scary for the kids because they were, toddlers. And at the time, they're like, they don't know to be scared until you kind of scare them. But if you make it more fun, then they're not as terrified. You know what I mean? So we definitely made it a family affair. It really started in our house that we had in Virginia, because we had a fantastic neighborhood. We lived in a cul-de-sac. It was a great place to hang out with the neighbors. I know, gosh, what? Oh, gasp. We knew the neighbors and their names? What? I know, right? but it was a really great neighborhood. We decorated our house. We kind of had our own little parade type of thing because there were so many kids that lived in our neighborhood, and then they went trick-or-treating, and then they knew that our house was the one that was really lit up and decorated, and the kids just loved coming to see all the lights and then also coming to see the decorations, so they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. So every year was a little bit different. I would add something new or change things up. So we had fun with that. But then we had a Halloween party one year, and it turned out to be actually during Hurricane Sandy, which, if you remember, that was a while ago, and that was when it really hit New Jersey really badly. But it went through Virginia then too. We had some nice wind and rain and stuff like that coming through, but the party ended up being right about that same time that the hurricane was coming through. But we're going to talk about what I did for that party. I want to, if you're thinking of having a party at your house or maybe at a park or something like that, I don't know. But we like it at the house because then you can control everything. Like if it's outdoors, you can bring everybody in, right? In case of weather. So let's start off with the first thing that I have is basically I started kind of creating a binder with ideas. So that's the first thing that we worked with, was kind of a Halloween planner, if you will. There were certain things that when I was looking on Pinterest or online, I'd be like, oh, that'd be so cool to have, or to decorate it this way, or let's try this, let's see if we can find this decoration, whatever it was. And so I created a Halloween planner to gather all of those ideas, right? And so it kind of built from there, and over time it would have invitation ideas, it would have food ideas, it would have songs, a list of songs to play, and things like that. And so I actually ended up turning that literally into a Halloween planner that I now sell on Etsy. So it has
those types of things in there in the party planner. So it talks about, and I show you, let's see, I'm trying to look to see what it has in there. So a menu plan, right? It has themed food ideas, ideas for decorations inside the house and outside. I even have a list of Halloween games that you can play, because if you're going to have kids, they're going to want to be doing something, right? So they want to, you know, get some into the spirit of Halloween, right? I used to have a music playlist, and then I had a food and drink setup plan. Now that's a little more steps than what you're probably thinking, going, wait, what? Because I kind of like to put things in an order, like all the drinks are over here, all the sweet stuff are over here, the munchy foods, like, you know, like crackers and cheese or whatever for the adults, and the kids get like caramel apples, you know, those kinds of things. So I had a plan, and I have this in the Halloween party planner checklist with those ideas. And this is an instant download once you order it, and you can use it, and it's on Google Sheets, so you can edit it and have your stuff on there. Like, say you don't have like the skeletons, but you have a lot of maybe big spiders or something like that for your decor. You can totally edit this, make it your own, but at least gives you some idea for your Halloween party, right? So that's the first thing is the party planner, right? So once you know you're gonna have a party, this is great. Start with a party planner, get some ideas put together, use the inventory that you have and work through that, right? Then you work on the Halloween invitations, right? So if you want to have a little bit of fun with it, I have two also on my Etsy page. One is like a children's type of thing for a children's party, because that's what we did it for. You can totally change it to be an adult party if that's what you want to do. But I have two variations out there as well in my Halloween section for Halloween invitations, right? If you do have kids, another thing that I added, and my kids love this because I created this myself and then now I'm selling it on Etsy. It's kind of funny. All these things that I've already do, I'm like, oh, well, this would be something that other people would probably like to see too, right? So we have Halloween bingo cards. And those are fun because it's just pictures, right? It's not words. So little kids, that can't read, but they know what a pumpkin looks like, or they know that that's a skeleton or that's a bat. They know those things. They can take a look at the picture and go, okay, yeah, I'll put my candy corn on there and, you know, play bingo. So fun for all the kids. You can take a look at my Halloween bingo cards. I have 10 unique cards, so you can have 10 players playing at once if you wish. Okay. So that's another thing that we do for Halloween. Is the big one is the Halloween games, and especially the Halloween bingo. And the prize can be just, you know, pick a candy out of the, you know, the cauldron or the bag or whatever, if someone wins. You know, it doesn't have to be anything huge, like a big basket or anything, right? So that was always a hit. The kids love playing that over and over again. I don't know what it is, but it's because it's bingo, right? And then the other fun thing that we like to do is playing this game called You've Been Booed. Now, if you've never heard of this, this is basically kind of like a secret kind of a game, if you will, where you create a small bucket, a cup, a basket, whatever, something you can kind of put in, you know, chocolates and spreading spooky cheer. It's a game to, you know, engage everybody in your neighborhood. And what you do is you want to surprise your neighbors, maybe your colleagues at work. Okay. This could be something that you guys can do. And it's really simple. You stealthily deliver a treat bag to your coworker or your neighbor, and include this "we've been booed" note, okay? Then they become part of the game and they surprise someone else with a basket of goodies, you know? So basically it's, you kind of want to do it in a way that no one knows who did it. You kind of ring the doorbell, kind of run, right? and then hopefully they play along with the game too. So "We've Been Booed" is another neighborhood bonding. It can be a work thing too, where you leave your colleagues some little presents right before Halloween, and we have all those as well on my Etsy shop. So "We've Been Booed" is a printable, an instant download. And the other thing we've done is that I've seen these at school as a fundraiser, is that they do this as a boogram, where
you also, send a piece of chocolate or whatever, a pencil, a something, that maybe they're, allergic to the peanuts, and it could be totally whatever you want. But you've been booed gift tags are also available on my website too. But it gives you so many options to have a little bit of fun for Halloween. And I'm going to leave all these links in the show notes so you can take a look if you're looking to maybe have a Halloween party at your home. Maybe, give you some invitations, party ideas, food ideas, and things like that. Because over the years, I've collected all these different ones. And if you have ones that you've played, you can totally edit it and make it your own. And then, of course, the bingo cards, and then the you've been booed tradition. Or maybe you're a teacher and you're a PTA member or something like that, and you need a fundraiser idea. The you've been booed gift tags are another great way to spread some cheer and have a little bit of fun at school and do that. So I hope this gives you some inspiration to get ready for Halloween, which may or may not be your favorite holiday. I get that, but it's just something fun to do. And this is my way of helping you guys out and spreading the Halloween cheer as well. Okay? I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I hope we've gotten you into the spirit of Halloween, or at least fall, because it's almost here and I can't wait. I hope you guys have a great week. I'll talk to you later.